This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
There was a point where I really hit the wall, and I'm pretty sure my wife saw it, but she wasn't really going to say, "Scott, you need to take a break," because that would have become a point of conflict. Instead, it was the director who sat down with me and said, "Scott," he said, "you know, you've been pushing awfully hard and you've been doing a great job, but," he said, "you are in danger of burning out." And he said, "you need to get off of this island." And it ended up being our whole family went back, and it was 3 weeks, and that was enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the amazing thing, Scott, is that sometimes we think, oh my goodness, you know, it's going to be, you know, so protracted and the work is going to suffer. The work is going to suffer if I don't get healthy. You know, that's the misnomer, is that somehow if I just push myself through that this is going to work. And most of the time, it just doesn't work. And I think one of the best things, especially when we talk about crisis or trauma or even just stress, is that, one, am I aware of what are some of my, if we have to use this term, stress management? But how did I manage my stress in my passport country? And is that even available? You know, some of the things that we do in the United States are not things I can do in Africa. And so I've got to find new ways of doing it. But do I know what the triggers are that triggers my stress? And when I have crossed the line, for me, I'm a pretty laid back person. If you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs, I'm a large P. I'm pretty flexible. But I know for me, when I become inflexible, I've crossed over into something else. The best example that comes to my mind is being a family of five and having three kids. We had a lot of shoes when we walked in the door. And our habit, at least in Africa and probably even in the States here, were to be able to kick off the shoes in the hallway and walk around and barefooted. Well, we would do that on a regular basis, and they would be kind of stacked down on top of each other, and they'd be all over the place, and you know what your shoes were, and you could figure out which ones were yours and put them on when you needed them and leave the house. I knew that my stress had reached its limit and gone over the top when I wanted the shoes neatly organized and lined up, because I had enough chaos in my life that I didn't need any more chaos when I walked into my house, and the shoes were an example of chaos in my life that I just didn't know, I just didn't need. I can't say that 12 years ago when I came to the mission field, I knew that, but it didn't take long to stop and start, you know, evaluating, wow, when my buttons get pushed, I'm going to start organizing things in the house that 90% of the time I could care less about. That's not even my personality. And all of a sudden, I'm looking for things to be straight and neat and tidy and everything lined up. And I know that there's too much in my life that is out of order. I need to pull back. And I don't even know what that means. It could be for an hour. Maybe it's for a half a day. Maybe it's a day. Again, it would depend on what's going on. But I know that I'm at that point that I need to do something, because at some point I'm going to start doing damage. I'm going to do it to my wife. I'm going to do it to my kids. I may do it to my colleagues. I may start doing it to nationals, because I no longer have what we've come to term in North America as margin in my life anymore. I have used it all up. I have not only used the normal lines on the page, but I'm into the margin. I'm writing all over the place because I've got so much going on in my life that there's just no more room. And here's this one more irritant in my life, shoes, that just put me over the top. And, you know, someone talking to you that might not be clued into stress and some of the things that are true with missionaries might say, gosh, it's such a little thing. You know, you need to look at your spiritual life, you know, and it has nothing to do probably with my spiritual life, but it does have a lot to do with stress and my management of it, the amount of time off I've taken and the amount of health that I've given to other relationships in my life, that I just don't have any room for anything else in my life. When the missionaries get there, and we get there quite often, we are in a real bad place. And unfortunately, what I've seen more often than not is more damage come that we finally slow down. We say or do the wrong thing with our kids, with our wife, with our colleagues, with a national leader, that finally this red flag comes up loud and strong and clear enough that finally somebody says, whoa, you can't talk to a national leader that way. Or you can't just take your car and ram into the nationals that way. That's not a healthy thing to do. And so finally it becomes so glaring that finally somebody has to do something. And as we back up from it, we begin to realize it could have been a crisis. It could have been a trauma. It could have been just something that I just kept running past the stop sign saying, I need to, I should. And instead of just saying, you know what? I should have just taken a break. I should have just listened to someone and said, let's make a plan here. Let's back off a little bit. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know, this old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It's really true. If I just give a little bit, it's worth so much. But somehow that little bit, we just never find time for it. So one of the nice things with debriefers is we're allowed to come alongside within our organization, within Barnabas. I would work across mission organizations. So I have absolutely nothing to gain or nothing to lose. If I give you advice or counsel, it is simply because I believe that it is in the best interest of you, your service, and in your relationship to your God, that this is what you need to do. The fun thing is after 12 years, I've been doing this long enough and with enough mission organizations that the mission leaders and I are on the same page. And they know I'm not coming in to somehow damage their ministry or, you know, try to be soft on people, but that we're all trying to work to the same purpose. We have the same intention. We want to see God's kingdom go forward. And when we're all on the same page and we believe we're all doing the same thing, we're not kind of leery of one another. Some of that takes time to build. But again, if we're training first line responders that are already missionaries, we all have the same intention. We all have the same goal. And so there's a lot of not only freedom, but there's a lot of comfort to know that I can share this with you. And you're going to hear this as a fellow colleague and two people that are going to walk together during this difficult time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.